Make the choice. Preparation or procrastination? Which path leads to the better result? Assignment. Your teacher assigns you to write a paper due in 2 weeks on a book your class just read. What do you do? Two options. Option one is preparation and option two is procrastination. Option one. Day one. Get the assignment, go home, review the book, think about your impressions of it, and take notes. 30 minutes. Day 2. Do nothing. Day 3. Do nothing. Day 4. Look up passages in the book that support your ideas about it. Add them to your notes. 45 minutes. Day 5. Do nothing. Day 6. Review notes and organize your thoughts. 15 minutes. Day 7. Do nothing. Day 8. Write an outline from your notes. 30 minutes. Day 9. Write a rough draft based on your outline. 90 minutes. Day 10, do nothing. Day 11, read your rough draft. Revise and cut it down because it's unnecessarily wordy. 20 minutes. Day 12, give your draft to someone to read, get feedback, and revise it again. 30 minutes. Day 13, do a final revision, check for spelling and other errors, and print out the paper. 15 minutes. Get a good night's sleep. Day 14, go to class and hand in your paper calmly and confidently. Later, get your paper back and see that you got a good grade. Best of all, you feel that you actually learned something from the assignment. Option number two. Get the assignment, go home and think, I've got plenty of time. Day two, do nothing. Day three, do nothing. Day four, do nothing. Day five, do nothing. Day six, do nothing. Day seven, do nothing. Day 8, do nothing. Day 9, do nothing. Day 10, do nothing. Day 11, do nothing. Day 12, do nothing. Day 13, late in the evening, remember your assignment. Quickly try to form a mental summary of the book, which you don't really remember very well. Skim through a few pages of the book to see if something jumps out at you. Look up facts and quotes. Write a few half-remembered ideas from class discussions. Stare at your document, with no clue how to connect all the material. Write more. Constantly check to see if the document meets with the required length. Momentarily consider changing the font size and line spacing. Repeatedly cast your bleary eyes toward the clock and put your face in your hands, feeling stressed. Type a hasty conclusion. Print out the paper. 150 minutes. Go to bed late. Day 14. Go to class and briefly consider asking for more time. Then nervously hand in your paper. Later, get your paper back and see that you got the grade you deserved. Even worse, you didn't learn anything, except the consequences of procrastination. Don't spoil your fun. Procrastination is the thief of our self-respect. It nags at us and spoils our fun. It deprives us of the fullest realization of our ambitions and hopes. President Thomas S. Monson, The Lighthouse of the Lord, New Era, February 2001, page 8. Work hard. Be willing to work hard to achieve goals. Develop self-discipline and be dependable. For the Strength of Youth, 2011, page 40. End of the article. Make the choice, preparation or procrastination. Read by Spencer Higginbotham.